You Dylan aficionados, maybe you recognize that. Spanish Boots of Spanish Leather, that was written to Bob Dylan's girlfriend at the time, Suze Rotolo, who was overseas and kept saying, "What can I bring you? What can I bring you, Bob?" And he kept saying, "Just bring yourself to me." And finally she says, "Well, I'm kind of going to stay longer." And he says her mind was wandering. And so he finally says, sadly, "Bring me Spanish Boots of Spanish Leather." We also heard Nancy Griffith, or Patty Griffin, Boys from Tralee, and that brings us up to 8 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Jack is here with Ragtime America, and be safe, be sane, have a good night.
Good evening. Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And took a little time to make the switch here with Gingy, but we got it made now, and I think we're ready to roll. So tonight we start the first of a two-part series on novelty piano music. And tonight we'll be focusing on the best-known composer of novelty piano music, and that is Zez Confrey. And then next week we will focus on the nuts and bolts of novelty piano music and all of the various artists that made it their focus. So, Edward Elzear Confrey, better known as Zez Confrey, born in Peru, Illinois, April 3rd, 1895, youngest of five children. When he was 4 years old, his eldest brother was taking piano lessons, and at one of the lessons, Zez toddled over to the piano and picked out the same piece Jim was being taught. So, obviously precocious right from the start. Played and conducted his own orchestra in high school, I played piano on the Chicago River steamboats as a senior. After graduation, studied at the famous Chicago Musical College. But there he was exposed to the French Impressionists, such as Debussy and Ravel and others, and had a profound influence on him, and his compositions reflected that. He made piano rolls, lots of them, and he broke into the public's consciousness when he got some piece of his pieces published by the Jack Mills Company. They published six of them in a row, I think. The very first one was a piece called My Pet, and it sort of started a sound that had not really been popular before, hadn't really been heard before. So let's just get right on with it. And here to bring us My Pet is Artis Woodhouse. Well, this type of music was written by classically trained pianists for classically trained pianists. And so it was quite surprising back in 1921 when these pieces by Zez Confrey sold very, very well because they're difficult to play. And the general public may not have realized that at the time, but they liked what they heard, and they were snapping them up. So we'll get to probably his most popular piece, and the one that really made the craze take off, and that was Kitten on the Keys, part of this group that was all published in 1921. So here is Kitten on the Keys, and here to bring it to us is Philip Dyson. Okay, all right. Moving on now on this group that were all published in 1921. We come to a piece called You Tell 'Em, Ivories. And to play this is a piece that is a gentleman who was popular in early ragtime when it was back on vinyl, but now he's coming back and performing and recording in the CD era. Here is Mike Pollad. Well, the songs that you're hearing come from the French Impressionists, and some of the things that they like to do, tricky syncopations, unusual harmonic devices, strings of augmented chords, whole tone runs, parallel fourths, sudden shifts of keys, chromatic flourishes. That means a lot, I think, to people who play the piano. But it does tell you that there are a lot of different things that are being thrown in here that Scott Joplin certainly never even heard or thought about. So let's listen to the man that we are featuring himself tonight, Mr. Zez Confrey. He actually recorded some sides. And so here is a piece of his, also from 1921, called Poor Buttermilk. He liked funny names, and that one, of course, refers to Poor Butterfly. Poor Buttermilk, here is Zez Confrey. ¶¶
When life feels like an opera, why not escape with the real thing? Explore the greatest stories ever set to music on the Opera Box every Monday from 7 to 8 p.m. here on KGNU. We'll journey through the world of vintage and contemporary opera with glorious music and tales to keep you riveted. That's the Opera Box, Monday nights from 7 to 8 on KGNU, your community radio.
Greetings, this is Deep Rock Dave. KGNU celebrates the good things humanity has to offer in the amazing variety of independent, eclectic music that KGNU plays. You can rely on KGNU because listener members like you have supported this station in the past. Now, I ask that you join them with your gift to help us sustain programming. Please give what you can at kgnu.org.
All right, back now to the music of Zez Confrey, and we will play the final one that was released in 1921 of that group. It's called Greenwich Witch, and it'll be played for us tonight by Vincent Matthew Johnson. We'll follow that immediately, back-to-back with a popular piece that he wrote that was quite popular called Stumbling. It actually had words, I think, written actually in 1922, and then that one will be played by Dave Tucker.
Thank you.
Moving along in our tribute to Zez Confrey and to novelty piano music, we come to a piece from 1922 called Coaxing the Piano, another great Confrey number, and this one performed by a gentleman who issued an entire CD of novelty piano music, and very skilled. He's on the faculty of the Eastman School of Music back in Rochester, New York, Mr. Tony Caramia. Well, this next one has a little word of explanation, I guess. It's called Nickel in the Slot, and it refers to, of course, to the old mechanical musical instruments that were popular back in the early 1920s, where you'd walk into an area and there would be the instrument itself with all sorts of bells and whistles inside. You put a nickel in the slot and everything started rolling on the inside and you heard the song that you wanted to hear. It was precursor, that's the word, it was precursor to the jukebox that came along later on. So if you listen carefully to this tune, you'll actually kind of hear the theme stop and a funniest sound like a nickel rolling down the slot. So here is our only orchestral group tonight, and I have not previewed this, so I assume it's the whole group playing. This is the Elite Syncopation Orchestra and Nickel in the Slot. Thank you. one of our listeners just phoned in and said, isn't that why it's called a Nickelodeon? Good point. Nickel in the slot. Well, following Kitten on the Keys, the number two bestseller by Zez Confrey was a piece from 1923 called Dizzy Fingers. And believe me, pianists all over were tripping over themselves trying to learn how to play this particular piece. It's played lightning fast, and who better to do it, I guess, than Stephanie Trick. Wow. What else can I say? Well, Confrey wrote a lot of suites for piano, and so we're going to play one now, this one dating from 1924. It's called the African Suite, and three pieces. The first is called High Hattin', the second one is Kinda Careless, and the third one is Mississippi Shivers. And all three of these will be played by a classically trained pianist from the country of Georgia, and forgive my mispronunciation, Eteri Anjaparitsa, I believe it is. Thank you. All right. The African Suite. That was Eteri Anjaparitsa. This next one is a fun piece to listen to. From 1933, it's called Grandfather's Clock. And it's not the old song that was written in the late 1890s that we used to sing as kids. This is a piano piece that imitates the sound of a grandfather's clock. You can hear the pendulum swinging back and forth, and you can hear it chime on the hour. The duo pianists of Dick Hyman and John Sheridan will bring us that one. Well, it certainly sounds like a clock that we have in our house. Grandfather's clock. Richard Dowling is up next to play two pieces for us. From 1959, a piece called Fourth Dimension, and from 1925, a piece called Humor Restless, a play on the title Humoresque, Humor Restless. Here is Richard Dowling.
Thank you.
Well, that does it for this evening. We have been listening to the music of Zez Confrey. I think. Oh, I forgot.
Not that one?
Yeah. Forgot to push the magic button, but there we are. I need to get out of here because Tanya is getting ready to start swing shift. I hope you'll join us next week at this time when we explore the intricacies of novelty piano, ragtime music, and a lot of different artists that night. So thanks for joining us, and stay tuned.
It's 9 o'clock, and welcome to your community radio station, KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. And thank you, Jack, for another wonderful ragtime. Let's see, I'm Tanya. I'll be here for an hour bringing you swing music, and we are going to start out with Slow Boat to China.
You on a slow boat to China. I'll do myself alone. Get you and keep you in my arms. Have a more. Leave all your lovers weeping on a faraway shore. Out on the briny with the moon, big and shiny. Thank you. far away.